I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Brian Lopak and Lucy Grove. They're with Marquette West Rotary, and that group is bringing you Harborfest 2018 very soon at Matson Lower Harbor Park in downtown Marquette. Here's the details with Brian Lopak and Lucy Grove.
Friday and Saturday, August 24th and 25th, we've got something for everybody. We've got the classic cars, we've got inflatables for kids, we've got beanbag toss tournament, something for everyone to enjoy.
It is really going to be a great opportunity for folks to get on out and enjoy the park. It's going to be a great time to help out Rotary, which we'll talk about in just a second as well. But really, one of the focuses of this is that the music is there for people to come and enjoy.
Right, absolutely. And Brian, you can talk a little bit about the music that we've got planned.
Sure. Yeah, Friday night we start off with our main act, Bumpus. They always rock the house. Usually get the weekend started off great with everybody down there. Saturday night we're featuring a Bob Seger tribute band, so that should bring a lot of people out. I know it's a big hit for a lot of people in the area in general, and just main feature, that's always a good act to close the whole weekend out with.
And there's music going on all day on, well, a good part of Friday and all day on Saturday for folks to come and check out as well.
Right. We've got a lot of local bands that are real popular. We've got Iron Daisy. We've got the Pit Crew. So some really great music all weekend long.
And this is all part of what Harborfest is. It's music, but it's also family-friendly activities and community things. But it is a fundraiser for Marquette West Rotary. Tell me a little bit about that and where some of the money will go.
Sure. So this is our big annual fundraiser for Marquette West Rotary, and each year we raise approximately $35,000. All of that money goes directly back into our community, and that's usually done through grants. And so we've helped so many wonderful organizations throughout the community, and the more we make, the more money we can give back.
And when we take a look at Harborfest here, as we say, it's kind of the end of the summer, but summertime still continues, so bring the family, right, Lucy?
Absolutely. There's so many wonderful family activities. Again, there's the classic car and motorcycle show. There's the South Shore Fishing Association tournament. There's inflatables for the kids. We've got the beanbag toss tournament. So really something for everyone to enjoy.
Yeah, and Brian, I know that in terms of putting it all together, of course, with your connections, there's also going to be a beverage tent to enjoy and all of that, and food vendors and everything. So bring your appetite and your thirst.
That's right. That starts at 5 o'clock on Fridays. We have a wide variety of selections that accommodates everybody out there across the board. A lot of good choice this year to help make the whole event more enjoyable, obviously. Uh-huh. And that 5 o'clock Friday starts kicking off, and on Saturday starts at 11 o'clock all the way to 11 on both nights. So, yeah, bring the family out and help raise money for the community. And just enjoy yourself on one of the last, maybe, I don't know, hopefully not last few warm weekends of the summer, but it's just a good way to end it out in August.
Well, Lucy, give them all the details when and where one more time.
Absolutely. So again, the Harborfest is Friday, August 24th, starting at 5 p.m. and all day Saturday, August 25th. And also we have our Thursday Waterfront Gala, A Taste of the Mediterranean on the Harbor, which is just another way for us to raise some money. Mm-hmm. Tickets are still available. Contact Marquette West Rotary if you'd like to join us for that.
That's the comments of Brian Lopak and Lucy Grove with Marquette West Rotary. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.